All right. Ho, 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 and a Merry Christmas, everybody.
Ho, 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 indeed, and a Happy New Year. But first, a very messy Christmas.
Hey,
I was trying to say merry and happy, but I said messy.
I know, it didn't work out.
Yeah, and I thought of soccer.
Anyways, buddy, merry...
Listen, I just want to give a shout out to Jesus Christ. It's his birthday. Let's get serious. You know, he saved us. Not me, not you, not anybody else on this podcast, but he saved the Christians. Christian people can sin all they want. He gave them a free pass, and all he had to do was get nailed to a cross. And it's his birthday, so the least we could do is wish him happy birthday.
It's a happy birthday.
If you're listening, Jesus, thanks for saving Christian sins.
If you're listening...
Can I say any of that? Am I allowed to say any of that? Am I offending somebody?
Is that nah. Nah, you're not offending anybody.
What if he floated all the way to the North Pole, chilled out for like 40, 50 years, became old, and then became Santa Claus?
Or what if he came back and he got canceled immediately?
He wouldn't even have a chance to build his followers up because it would have got canceled.
Damn!
Everything he was saying was like against Judaism, and it was so offensive. If a prophet was born today, mm-hmm. No prophet would be able to start a religion.
Impossible. Right, because they would just get canceled immediately.
Just get canceled, and people would turn on him so quick. It's like, maybe that's a good thing, though. I don't know. Who knows? Is anything good? We're living in a video game. Welcome back to another episode of Just Two Boys, where we are currently living in a video game and doing this podcast as we are living in this simulation
this
video
isn't
game.
This is the Joe Rogan and, experience, man. Come
and
on,
you guys, as listeners, are listening to the simulated podcast.
Are you on the naughty or are you on the nice list? How do you feel?
Ooh, naughty or nice? What's going
on? Hey, guys, this is the segment Naughty or Nice.
Just rain, Waleed Muhammad. We gotta know. Are you guys naughty or nice? Am I on the naughty or nice list? I would have to say this year, it's kind of nice.
Uh-oh. Oh, wait. Oh.
Nice in the streets, naughty where it counts. You catch my drift.
What'd you do? Why do you feel so nice, huh?
You know, didn't get canceled this year, mainly.
Nice.
Thankfully, another year gone without getting canceled, hopefully. We've got a week left. Mm-hmm. What else? Wasn't too problematic, I don't think, online.
Thank God.
Kind of stayed under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
What else here? Paid my taxes on time?
According to the IRS, I'm definitely on the naughty list.
Yeah. You're actually recording this from jail, aren't you?
Yeah, they caught me. What are you going to do?
But for some reason, you got thrown in the rich people jail. You have a tennis court, a swimming pool.
Oh, dude, it's sick. They let me record a podcast.
In their studio. They have a studio in the wow.
Dude, it's great, man. You got to come in here one of these days and bail me out.
I have to become an American citizen, not pay my taxes. Get connected with your lawyer once I get prosecuted, end up in jail, and we can finally do podcasts
in person from jail
and record it with your incredible video production company that they have within the prison. Listen, guys, since this is the Christmas episode, right? We thought it would be fitting to get some of my favorite Christmas artists. These guys are actually Christmas artists. Specifically Christmas artists.
Ew, how did you say that word?
Specifically Christmas
artists. I've never been so disgusted.
They are both specifically... and they're brothers, which makes it even cooler. And they only create Christmas music, but not even that. They create Christmas music that is enjoyable for Punjabi people. You know, with the language barriers and the cultural barriers, Punjabi people have never really been the biggest on Christmas celebrations. You know, there's always been this huge divide, but these guys have literally been the bread and butter, the glue and popsicle sticks to bring these two cultures together. And they create Christmas albums, which take traditionally all your favorite Christmas classics and carols and things like that, and they translate them into Punjabi and release these albums like yearly, and I think it's a beautiful thing. They're amazing albums, beautifully sung.
I've watched all the videos. I put them subtitles so I can understand, which they do have subtitles, so it's great for people like me and white people.
For people like Waleed Muhammad and white people.
Because we're in the same category.
They're in the same subcategory. Without further ado, let's give it up for the Geeta brothers, Joe and Tanner Geeta. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Oh.
We're great. Joe couldn't make it.
Oh, well, we're glad to have you, you know.
No, we are.
Thank
yeah,
you so much.
But we scheduled this. I don't understand. Like, we had talked about this. You didn't give us a heads up or. Oh, no.
Oh.
I'm sure a lot of the listeners are waiting for a Punjabi Christmas album 4. You guys are, that's still planning to release, right?
I know, me and the white people, we're waiting too.
Oh no. Oh no. Right. Yeah. You know, that's really sad. I'm sorry to hear that there's not going to be an album. Is everything okay between you guys? Like, is this a creative conflict or a personal conflict? You don't have to answer the question if you don't want to. I just want to know. Oh, no. Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Wait, Joe Geeta doesn't believe in this? Huh. I mean, that's kind of cool, right? Like, I mean, you guys are updating, evolving as artists, as musicians.
But you guys are brothers, you know? I'm sure you guys are able to work it out.
Oh, so it's Joe that has to get his act together, huh? Oh, right. Yeah, no, this isn't belittling. No, I'm not putting words in my mouth. I think it's a very one-sided view here. It seems like Joe Geeta is trying to evolve the music, trying to stay with the times, and maybe trying to take it to new levels, new heights, but I'm sensing a bit of resistance from your end. So could it be possible that maybe you're the one that maybe needs to embrace and be a little more open-minded with the direction that the music is heading in? Because no artist really stays consistent with what kind of music they're putting out. They're always growing and evolving, and the sounds are always changing and evolving alongside with them. So wouldn't that be the same case with you guys? Enlighten me here. I don't mean to. I'm just failing to understand what point, you know, your perspective here, because...
Is that what you think they do in the Bahamas?
What's so wrong about that? That sounds like it'd be a fire song, actually. I would love to listen to that song. So what? Okay. Punjabi people can't enjoy the sun, enjoy what jet skis, enjoy a beautiful women in a bikini. That's not Punjabi all of a sudden? Who are you to define what Punjabi is and isn't? Well, it sounds like you are speaking down on your brother, actually. So, I'm not. You know what, guys? I'm sorry. I'm getting a phone call.
What?
Waleed, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to
take
this.
You're going to answer Waleed, while we're recording a podcast?
I'm going to this. You know what? This discussion isn't so enlightening to me right now, and I think I just need a little bit of a break.
Just,
and this phone. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to pick up this call. Waleed, just continue on. I got to go. I'm sorry. I got to go.
You're going
to
leave me with Waleed, you're going to leave me with Tanner?
Hello? Yeah, what's up? Yeah, I can talk. What's
yes,
up?
Yes, yep, this is him. Hey, listen, Listen, as my co-host, he's a piece of shit for leaving like that, so I totally understand where you're coming from. Don't worry, brother. Right. Oh, hang on. I think we're getting a call. What's that ringing sound? Programming. Let me just pick up. Hello?
Hello, yes. Is this Pizza Depot? I would like to order one.
Oh, no. Sorry. This is Just Two Boys.
Joe, Tana? What? What is this? Where am I?
This is
Oh my god. Did I just call into a podcast?
This is so crazy. Why is this happening while Jasmine's gone?
Oh my goodness, I was just trying to order pizza. How completely innocent of me. But listen, now that I'm on here, might as well speak, right, boys?
Yeah, I mean, shit, since we have you.
Right, anyways, Waleed, shut up. Tana.
What?
What makes you give the right to call into this podcast without me and talk all this shit about something?
Hey, God, this isn't... Whoa, this isn't live.
What? It's not live? Oh, shoot. I think I was listening to the FM radio trying to put on some Christmas jingles, and I somehow maybe through some sort of radio antenna disruption, internet, Wi-Fi, I probably pick up the podcast.
Are you here? Where are you?
No, what? No. I'm on the phone. I mean, wait, isn't your friend on the phone, Justrain?
Yeah. He's gonna be back in a minute, though.
Waleed, first of all, you dare let this man come on this podcast and slander... Hold on. And slander...
Guys. Let's... What? All right, let's take turns, okay? Since I both have you guys here, which I'm super honored because I love the Geeta brothers, me and the white people, the subcategory.
Right.
Joe, thank you so much for calling in, I guess.
Of course.
Go ahead. What do you want to say?
You know, I think it's completely unfair for my brother here to hop on the podcast and talk all the slander. You know, it's you're making it seem like I'm forgetting about my roots, I'm forgetting about Punjabi culture and heritage, when actually it is the complete opposite. I'm very thankful and grateful to my culture and heritage because it has brought us this far. But I too, as a musician, I have a desire to become world-renowned and famous and for everyone on earth to hear the sounds of Geeta Brothers. But not everybody can relate to the Punjabi music. So why not make Christmas music that speaks to all people? You know, we can really do some real damage and sell some real albums, you know, move some real units. Have a show that's not just in school theaters and college theaters. Yeah, Tana, hear me out. Tana!
Guys.
We only work 1 month out of the year.
What? Really?
The rest of the 11 months, we are struggling to pay rent. We live in a studio apartment paying $600.
What?
It's 400 square feet. We sleep in the same bed, Tana. For what? So we can make this album once a year to just cover our basic costs and groceries and rent and struggle for the rest of the year? keep saying that, Tanner. You keep saying that. But it's not happening. We are already stuck in the world of poverty.
What? Holy.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys are homeless. Yeah. I mean, 400 square feet, that's not too bad.
That's, Wally, that's the size of a bedroom, essentially. And a closet.
Whoa. Hey, Al.
Exactly. We have a kitchenette. It has one portable stovetop hooked up to a propane tank.
Why does this sound like my apartment?
The bathroom sink. The bathroom. What, Walid? Oh shit! That's it. Oh, Walid, is that how you living, bro? Oh, is that how you living, bro? What's the what? It's this. Yes, it makes it terrible. The toilet is right beside the portable oven. It's right beside the propane tank.
Guys.
And we have... No, hold on. We have one toaster. We have one bed, a twin-size bed, that folds up into the wall as to not take space during the day. Tent. This is... It's unacceptable, Wally. We are grown men. We are both 43 years old. It is an unacceptable way to live. My wife and daughters and sons have to visit every weekend. We are divorced, but they have to visit every weekend and see us. I am so embarrassed. My oldest son is 21 years old, and he sees his father living like this. It's unacceptable.
Do you guys live in a tiny home?
It is not a home, Wallet. I'm just saying, Tana. Right, but...
Quick question. So what do you...
I want to be Michael Jordan.
Michael Bublé is pretty good, dude. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Michael Bublé, Michael Jordan, Michael Jackson. Why can't we be the Michael Kita brothers?
Quick question. So when you guys have a girl over at the apartment, right? What do you do?
You mean when I have a girl over? Tana here is a little bit shy with the females.
Oh, okay.
I tell Tana, I put the bed, I put it down, and I tell Tana to hide underneath the bed, and the covers usually cover the bottom to the bottom of the floor, so the girl does not see Tana. And I mean, he has to plug his eyes, his ears, his nose, his mouth. Sorry, Right. So fortunately, he does not hear the noises that me and the woman are making. We're making very loud, screechy noises, singing at the top of our lungs. And, Tana.
Mm-hmm.
Right? No. And you'll join! You'll join in. Not. And every woman that has ever lain in bed with me is always like, is there a man hiding, a full-grown man hiding under the bed? And I say, no, that is your imagination. You are so much lust and love and passion that you are now hearing things. And I kick underneath the bed as to give a warning to my brother to shut his lips as I enjoy sweet ecstasy with a full-grown woman.
Oh my god, well, so Tanner, what do you do when you have a girl over?
He's not allowed.
Oh.
He's not allowed a date yet. You know, me being his older brother, Muncher's activities. Usually the women he is attracted to are not my type, so I forbid.
Wait, why do you have to? Why do they have to be your type?
I'm his brother. I'm your older brother. Oh, hush, hush. Hogwash. Humbug.
What kind of girls are you talking to?
Illustrious women of the night.
Oh my god, Tanner.
They are not real women. They are... Tanner. They are using you. No, they are using you, Tana. They are using you for your money, Tana. If you did not blow literally thousands of dollars a year, are these women of the night? Maybe even then we could live in a bigger pond. Because you pay all this money, but then I end up sleeping with them anyway. Classic victim.
Guys.
Bullshit. You know what? If we had bigger sales, bigger chart and topic numbers, we would have more money for everything, Tanner. And that would be even better women of the night, but you are so hesitant on growing and changing, and it's really quite heartbreaking. And you know what? I'm going to have to do this myself. Guys, I'm taking Geeta Brothers Duet Group in a new direction. I filed a lawsuit. I will be taking the name Geeta Brothers Duet Group, but it would only be one. Oh, you will be getting the affidavit in the mail.
You're going to get served?
He's going to get served. Oh, check your chimney, Tanner. Check your chimney on Christmas Day. I think a letter will be floating down from Santa Claus.
That's fucked up. Oh, Santa Claus is serving Tanner Geeta?
Santa Claus owes me many favors. I have 51% ownership in the Geeta Brothers since we signed the papers, brother. I guess you did not read the fine print. So anyways, I can't trust you with anything. How, what can I trust you with? I can't trust you with the dishes. I can't trust you with which women of the night you bring home for me. I can't even trust you with what songs you are making. What thing makes you think I could trust you with the whole enterprise, the Geeta Enterprise? As a majority owner of Geeta Brothers, I will now be taking the name. Tanner, you're going to have to do something else. I'm sorry, but I'm taking this to the top of the charts. It's unfortunate that Tanner does not want to be any part of this. Right, I'm ruining it. Sure. Anything else you want to say? Listen, why don't you save all your words for the courts and the judges and the jury of the pure as they defend and give the honor to the real Christmas miracle.
Well, thank you so much, Joe.
Yes, thank you so much.
For accidentally calling.
I hope you get audited this Christmas.
Oh my god!
The IRS comes after you. You get thrown into jail, and maybe you have a little bit of time to think about the women of the night that are in jail. And your choices that you have made. You piece of shit. You piece of shit.
Okay, alright. Well, you. Thank you so much for Joe.
Fuck. Have a shitty fucking Christmas, you piece of shit. And. Oh, fuck. suck it. Fucking suck my dick. Fuck off. Goodbye. Good night and good riddance. Thank you so much.
I mean, you know, you guys are brothers. Well, I hope you have a... I wish it was a Christmas miracle that, you know, works in your favor. Let me find out where Jess is.
Hey, hello, hey guys.
Oh my God, hey. Thank God.
Did I miss anything?
Joe called?
What?
Yeah, Joe Keita called, and he was... They're both just going back and forth, and I had a mediator between the two.
I'm always missing Joe Keita, always. I've literally never met him yet.
Hey, quick question. Are you schizophrenic?
Am I schizophrenic? Am I schizophrenic?
Oh, okay.
No. Well,
I think we're slowly coming into an end here. I don't know if you want to say anything to Tanner since you've been gone the whole time.
No, I have nothing to say to Tanner. I've said all I needed to say.
Oh.
Don't.
Tanner...
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Which was, what were you doing?
Hiding under the bed, right? Okay. Sure.
Okay.
All right. Well, yeah, no, thank you. Thank you for being the most uneventful guest we've had. Yeah, sure.
Oh, thank
you. Can you believe,
fuck,
can
man.
You believe the nerve on that guy?
Listen, man, you missed a lot. All right? Why would you leave?
I had to take a phone call real quick. It was very important. You know, I had to settle some issues that I was having with my brother. But I feel like Tanner went on and talked a lot of bullshit, but hopefully Joe defended himself. Actually, I know he probably did defend himself quite properly against his self-righteous bullshit. That self-righteous prick, Tanner Keita. He's a manipulative piece of shit. He knows exactly what he's doing. Like,
well, I think, you know, he's just trying to spread some Christmas cheer. You know, I can't hate
him. Okay, yeah, under the guise of hatred towards his brother. Yeah, no, that's really cheery.
And that,
what the hell was that?
Is somebody still on the line?
Is someone still here?
That wasn't my phone. That wasn't yours.
That wasn't me.
Tanner, are you still on the line? Bubu?
Bubu? Oh,
holy
shit.
Bubu is on the podcast. Wow. Damn, how did you... did you pick up the... Damn, that's crazy. That's missed
sick.
Tanner Keita. Yeah, he was just on the podcast. Yeah. It was cool. He's just bitching and complaining about how weak of a man he is and not willing to change his sound for the Keita brothers. You know, it's the same old... pathetic bullshit that Tanner Keita usually spews out. Right, because breaking into a house with many daughters and singing to them is much more appropriate, right? Oh, okay.
Hey, Bubu, did you know Tanner Keita hides under the bed while Joe Keita has sex with girls? Yeah, it's great.
Dude, I heard. It's isn't like, that crazy?
No, he admitted it.
Oh, you didn't hear, Bubba?
Anyways, guys, I think we're getting another call.
From who?
I think we're getting a call from Donald Trump. Oh my God.
Oh,
wait,
no.
It's a Donald Trump impersonator. It's not even Donald Trump. Here, let me pick it up real quick. Hello?
Oh, God. Wow. All right. Okay, this is All right, this is the worst. No. This is the worst Donald. This is the worst Donald Trump impersonation I've ever heard in my life. Now,
I know. I got. Wally, why sorry, did you I'm going to hang up.
Oh, God. All right. Oh, my God. Wally, can you hang this up? Can you hang this? This is the worst podcast I've ever done. All right. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to another episode of Just Two Boys. We're out.
Bye.
Listen, Wally, we're checking the guests next time. There's going to be a 3-prong screening process next time we bring your guests on this podcast.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was just hitting the answer button. I didn't know.
No, this is ridiculous. We got to learn from this terrible mistake of a podcast we did today.
Okay, damn. All right, shit.